Welcome to Watching Bloomington, brought to you by Buccetto's Pizza Pasta, with your host, Barry Lusso. Each week, B97 and Hoosier Country bring you stories about nonprofit agencies helping people in our area. Stay informed, stay involved, and stay tuned.
Welcome to Watching Bloomington, where each week we talk with a community leader who helps make this a better place to live. And with us this morning, we're really happy to have Allison DeClercq from Big Brothers Big Sisters of South Central Indiana. Hey, Allison, how's it going?
It's going great. Thanks for having me, Denise.
Oh, wonderful. Could you tell people a little bit about what does Big Brothers Big Sisters do?
So Big Brothers Big Sisters of South Central Indiana is part of a national organization, mm-hmm. Big Brothers Big Sisters of America, and we provide one-to-one mentoring programs for youth. And our chapter provides services for Monroe and Owen counties. And we are currently serving about 250 kiddos. And we have lots of kids on the wait list who are waiting to be matched with a big brother or big sister. Mm-hmm. And so we're always seeking volunteers over the age of 18, who are interested in developing a relationship with a young child to help mentor them and maybe help them, you know, take a different path in life.
Mm-hmm. And so talk a little bit more about, you know, what would this mentorship, this, you know, bigs, and I use the term big for the adult and little for the student child that's being matched, mm-hmm. the child can be a teenager too. But talk a little bit, what does that relationship entail? What do they do typically?
So we ask that our volunteer mentors commit to 8 hours a month to spend time with their little. It could be helping them with their homework. It could be taking them to experience different things in the community. It could be fishing or working on crafts. And we try very hard. Our screening process, there's a lot of training to support our mentors, but there's also a screening process. Obviously, we do background checks to make sure that we have a safe relationship for our kiddos, but also we want to match kids with adults that share interests, that are going to click, that are going to have things in common that they can do in their shared time together.
Mm-hmm. So with doing those kinds of things, and it sounds like if, you know, people are concerned, well, I'm not sure what I would do. It sounds like you have a training process, and are there recommendations then for things that people can do together?
Yeah, there's a training process at the outset of the commitment, but there's also continued training supports throughout your match relationship. And so Big Brothers Big Sisters of America provides a lot of virtual training opportunities, and the staff here at our local chapter also do a lot to support, check in, make sure that the match is going well.
Mm-hmm. And then typically with a match like that, you know, if the volunteer's asking, you know, how many hours, like a week or a month, would a big typically spend in a big little relationship?
So we ask that people make a commitment of 8 hours a month. You know, so if you break that down, that's 2 hours a week. Mm-hmm. And it's really not that much time. And you think about, you know, time spent watching TV or, you know, just doing any kind of activity that might be a normal, you know, routine activity in your life. Mm-hmm. And maybe you could give up some of your time to help support a kid in your community.
Mm-hmm. And I think too, I know even I've heard some stories that some bigs even are able to involve their little in some of their activities like grocery shopping or going to the library or doing things like that, right?
Exactly. Because, you know, that is helping them to make connections in the community. It's helping them develop life skills. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's not difficult to introduce someone into your, into the routine of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of good role modeling happens that way. And I know a lot of conversations sometimes just happen really naturally, like just doing random stuff.
Yeah.
What do you find too, in terms of, you know, looking at matches right now? Are you, you said you had a waiting list. Are you looking for people for all different age groups, or, you know, are people age matched, or how does that part work?
I mean, we're looking for diverse volunteers for to match our diverse littles that we have needs for. I mean, we have kiddos that are young kiddos, but we also have teenagers who need a role model. So there's, it's a very wide variety of age, background, just lots of different types of littles mm-hmm. needing lots of different types of mentors. Mm-hmm. So
when you talk with, you know, some of your bigs and littles, like, what are you finding, you know, that they say about this in terms of the program, like, especially from the, you know, perspective of the littles, how do you find that, you know, being involved in these relationships helps? Like, what do they talk about?
We did some, in my role, I don't really get to spend any time with the kids, or we have our match support specialists who support those matches. But I do know from a marketing perspective, since that's my role here at the agency, is, you know, we had a promotion at the end of, you know, around Thanksgiving, why I'm thankful for my big. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of the things that those littles shared, why they're thankful, it's simple things, like, because they spend time with me, because mm-hmm. they make me feel like I can, you know, talk to them, and I trust them. And it's just very, you know, simple things that can make a big impact on someone's life. And I also know, I would like to share that as I've been with the agency since October, so I'm still learning a lot. But, you know, a lot of the impact that our bigs have on our littles may not really see a lot of that until later on in their life. And so we're hearing a lot of stories about, I still talk, you know, mm-hmm. men and women who are older, you know, in their 40s, who were littles, and I still have a relationship with my big, and we still text, and we still see each other sometimes. And really, they've become a friend and supporter, a mentor for my life. And mm-hmm. so that's a huge thing, because I think we all look back and think about the people who made a difference in our lives, and it's just a really special relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you mentioned, those are always great stories to hear. And, you know, I know you mentioned you're part of a national organization, and you're absolutely right. I mean, that the stories and the track record of kids, you know, staying in school and finishing and going on to have, you know, careers and all sorts of things, it's really very productive and heartwarming and exciting that it has that kind of impact. So when you said before, absolutely. You know, people are spending their time doing something great, that definitely in this case makes a huge difference. If people are listening and are interested in signing up, you know, to be considered to be a big, what's that process like? Do they call or email or go on the website? What's the best way to do
that? So the best way to do that is to go to our website, and, you know, there's a lot more information that you can read about on our website than what I'm sharing right now. And there's actually a form, an online form through our website that you can, if you're interested. And then mm-hmm. that process, if you fill out that form, a member of our staff will reach out and talk to you about what those next steps might be. And so that is probably the best process, because you also get an opportunity to look at our website and learn more about the organization as mm-hmm. well.
Great. Now that sounds easy too. And so now Big Brothers Big Sisters is a nonprofit organization, of course, you know, and programs like this, I'm sure, take resources and time and funds to do. You've mentioned match support specialists and a number of other things. So obviously that's not going to just happen by itself. So you have a big, big event coming up pretty soon to help support all this, don't you?
Yes. So our annual Bowl for Kids Sake event is coming up here at the end of this month. And it is our biggest fundraiser of the year. And yes, you know, Big Brothers Big Sisters is the only youth serving organization in this community that is completely free to the child. And we do not sell anything. We don't have a source of income other than the support of our community through generous donations from individuals and corporations and granting foundations. So this is a huge deal for us. Bowl for Kids Sake is the biggest fundraiser of the year, and we're hoping to make a lot of money to help support our programs for the year. And so we have our event is coming up February 26th and 27th, and March 1st, we have bowling sessions at Classic Lanes. And those are really celebration sessions. It's bowling for kids' sake, but we're really not in the business of bowling tournaments. It's more for fun and celebrating the fundraising that our community supporters have done for us. And so we encourage people to sign up for a bowling team, and I do air quotes, you can't see that on the radio, but for a bowling team, but it's really a fundraising team. And you can create your own your own fundraising website page to share on your social media, to send out via email, to share with all of your friends and family to help you raise funds for Big Brothers Big Sisters. And so we really need some teams to come out and support us. And you know what? Even if you can't come in person, it's very easy. It's a touchless fundraising event. You can do it from the comfort of your home. And so we have virtual bowling opportunities as well as in-person events. So you can find out more information about signing up by going to our website, www.bigsindiana.org. And it's right there on the front page. There's a flyer for our event. This year, our theme is Big Hollywood. So we're trying to encourage people who come to our in-person events to really embrace the theme and maybe dress up like your favorite Hollywood or TV movie characters, or maybe come red carpet ready, whatever that means to you. And so we're really excited. And we hope that you will come support us.
So even if your bowling average is a 50 and gutter balls are your specialty, what you're telling people is that you should sign up and come out and have a good time and support.
Yes. You too can bowl for kids' sake. Yes,
that's it. Exactly. No, I know. I've been to the event before. It's lots of fun. And you're right. People do dress up in costumes, and it's a real fun event and for a very good cause.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit more too then. So if you sign up for a team, then do teams specify whether they're going to be bowling at the alley or doing the virtual option? Is that something they decide when
so
they sign
up?
Yeah,
so when you sign up through our website, there are different questions that you have to answer. And one of those is what day you want to bowl, what time you want to bowl, and one of the options is, I don't want to bowl, I just want to fundraise. So you just select what is your answer for that, and that will sign you up for your specific date and time. I do want to give a shout out, Denise. I want to give a shout out to all of our sponsors, because we've raised over $50,000 in sponsorships.
That's great.
For this event. So I do want to say a big, big thank you to Catalent Biologics, Boston Scientific, and Cassidy Electrical Contractors, as well as Old National Bank, Weddle Brothers, and Rise Autism. These guys have been really supportive this year. We also couldn't do it without Classic Lane, Fast Signs Midwest Color Printing, and Freethink Apparel. They've just been really, really generous. And then I have some other people to thank, including Bayard, Baxter Pharmaceutical Solutions, Bill C. Brown Associates, Bledsoe, Rickert, Cooper & James, Building Associates, Chandler Funeral Home, Duke Energy, Elmore Companies, First Financial Bank, IU Credit Union, IU Health, Jericho Metal Specialties, John Bethel Title Company, Nature's Way, Sheriff Brad Swain, Syngoda Solutions, Storage Express, Strausser Construction, TASIS, First Insurance Group, Indiana Members Credit Union, Crane Credit Union, Electric Plus, German American, and Commercial Service. So
it's just lots of community support. Yeah, no, this is a big event, and I know you haven't been able to really have a full event the last couple of years for obvious reasons. So I think it's great that the community is coming out to support that for really good cause. And then also you're going to have a silent auction going along with this in about a week when this opens too, right? Good stuff on there?
Oh yeah, lots of great stuff. February 22nd, our silent auction, which will be online, will be live. So even if you can't bowl or do a fundraising team for us, there are lots of opportunities to support us by bidding on some silent auction items. And we have lots of generous support from local businesses, as well as some really fun activities, experiences that have been donated from different places in Chicago, St. Louis, Louisville, Cincinnati. So lots and lots of exciting things. I think there's going to be some fun packages. And we've tried to get some celebrity support to go along with our Hollywood theme. So we might have some autograph things. And so we're just really excited to see how people like our silent auction items.
Very nice. So if you can't bowl, you can shop, right?
Yes, for sure.
Excellent. So again, could you give folks the website so that if they want to sign up for multiple things, so you can sign up to volunteer to become a big, you can sign up to help bowl either in person or virtually, and you can participate in the silent auction. So what's the website again, Allison?
It's www.bigsindiana.org.
Great. And people should know when teams sign up, they're not there for the entire weekend. It's a shift for bowling time, right?
Yeah. So the shift is just about an hour and a half. And so we have multiple sessions throughout those days that are available. And we still have bowling sessions available on February 26th, 27th, and March 1st.
Okay, great. And how many people usually are in a team when you have teams sign up? What's a typical number?
5 to 6 people per team. Perfect. So if you have a company that, you know, you have like 10 people who want to sign up, you just need to sign up 2 different teams and we'll make sure that you get the proper lane assignment.
Right. So either next to each other so there can be some trash talking, or you might have to separate them, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Allison, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Hope Bowl for Kids' Sake is a wonderful success, or a hit, maybe we should say, this year, as always. And good luck.
Thank you so much, Denise.
This has been another edition of Watching Bloomington, and we'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to Watching Bloomington with Barry Lesso, brought to you by Buccetto's Pizza Pasta. For pizzas, calzones, Italian chicken dinners, and more than 50 gluten-free dishes, as well as vegan options. Visit them for dine-in or carry-out at East 3rd Street or next to Starbucks on West 3rd Street in front of Kroger. Order online at Buccetto's.com.